Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using Apryl and Arenogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutraMedical.com. CalmMind and BrainMake are an amazing combination. CalmMind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And BrainMake contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutraMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutraMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutraMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutraMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams for 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress2Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutraMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. Cell Defense Plus by NutraMedical.com has the most powerful absorbed form of curcumin in the world. It's the only form of curcumin that can suppress cancer mother cells, turn off inflammation for autoimmune disease, and reduce cytokine levels throughout the body, including vascular autoimmune disease and even fight cancer. There's nothing like Cell Defense Plus in NutraMedical and our armamentarium to fight vascular disease, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. We can use it with other amazing, powerful nutraceuticals you can obtain at NutraMedical to stop free radicals, turn off inflammation, and fight cancer, autoimmune disease, and heart disease. Cell Defense Plus is unique in its ability to get rid of cancer mother cells. And if you want to stay well, it's one of the most important things to take daily for your immune system to reduce cytokine levels throughout your body and heal. Get them at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. welcome back. We're trying to track down my son, Matthew. I think he must be got distracted. We're trying to get Ken Klein on. He'll be on next week. He's a movie producer, and he has a lot of things about some amazing stuff about end time issues. We're going to talk about that. I want to go back. This is, we have some stragglers that are still getting through in the end of the Memorial Day sale. Our next sale is over the 4th of July, and that's going to be another really big sale. We have new technologies, and I want to go over some of the technologies first about our NutriMeds and where we're going on all this, because it's pretty exciting from what I can see. The first thing is the code, by the way, if you use it, and it may still be active if you're where have stragglers from yesterday, is REMEMBER for the Memorial Day sale. Now, if you go to our website, go to NutriMedical, you see some new things. Want to mention that we do have our phone number fixed for Listen Live. There are a lot of people that don't have a computer, elderly people, people mobile on their phone, whatever. You just dial 605-562-6443. And it actually picks up the live show here from Todd in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. By the way, we're back up, and there was no damage to the power grid or the studios or whatever, but we did lose the last segment. Yesterday, I actually made a video. Oh, I hear a phone ring there. So I don't know if we have somebody calling in.
Yeah, I'm here.
Ah, we got Matthew. Wonderful. That's good. Matthew, it's great to have you. We talked about the topic the other day. I'd like you to kind of introduce what the topic is, because we had Stefan Arnaio a few weeks ago talking about this on the program, and his book was called Hard Times Create Strong Men. And we have a situation now where the strong men are disappearing, probably because of toxicological effects with xenoestrogens, the social engineering of our society, and the I call the infantilization of the millennials and post-millennials. Things are pretty bad, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, everything is, pretty much what's going on is just mass degeneration. What we have happening here is that the average person is degenerate now because of a number of factors like degenerate religious teachings, degenerate culture, and overpopulation, resulting in the phenomenon whereby we see a huge out-of-control masculine degeneration, or 666 in the Muslims, and a huge out-of-control feminine degeneration, or 333 in the West, symbolized by the Western woman, or America, as the great whore. So the average woman in Europe or the U.S. now is a whore, which means that she's a loveless person who engages, who is paranoid and afraid of true love, the truth, sex, genitalia. She's paranoid. See, the thing is that the chaste or modest woman or prude is the same thing as a whore. It's a woman who treats sex as merely a job in order to make some personal gain. And what's pretty much been going on here is that due to these degenerations go hand in hand, right? You always find the degenerate man alongside the degenerate woman. But in particularly in America and Europe, we've been allowing the degenerate woman to rise to power, whereas in the Middle East, the degenerate men are out of control with their barbarism and bestial misogyny and overbreeding.
Even the Democrats, or I call the demon rats, are pushing infanticide. They go beyond abortion to killing babies even after they're born.
That's part of the sadism of the degenerate woman, symbolized by a pig, because a degenerate woman is like a sow. She is afraid of faces and speech. I mean, this is what you see with the Muslim woman as well. They said the Muslim woman is the same thing, but she's more oppressed, whereas the woman in the West is just as evil but has more power, and she's rising to power in the forms of things like Merkel. And the pig or sow represents her because she is attracted to feces and filth. She likes anything passive, and she's afraid of anything active. So she's afraid of faces, eyes, mouth, speech, right? She considers hate speech or offensive language, bad language. She's always trying to censor language, and she's afraid of hands and action. She likes things like backs and the back of a person, hiding her face, hiding her hands, wearing a hijab, wearing a burqa. That's where that all comes from, right? In fact, if you go back to the Old Testament in Genesis, Judah thought that Tamar was a harlot because she was wearing a veil, because back then only prostitutes wore veils. Because part of being a prostitute is to be an avoidant, right? To have avoidant personality disorder, which means that you're afraid of everything and you're always looking for things to ban and to sensor. This is the ultimate.
Which is part of the, what's called the. Man, I want to mention a term, and I want you to expand on it. You probably know what it's called, the woke movement. I just found out about it about a month ago on watching Tucker Carlson. I couldn't believe woke, W-O-K-E. It's these extreme, crazy feminists that say things that are so obscene, and they're really angry, teeth-baring anger.
Well, they're also, don't get it wrong, because as I said, this is pretty much symbolized by the Christian or Western woman, whereas the Muslim man represents the masculine degeneration and extreme. The Christian woman represents the feminine degeneration or sow, the whore. And the reason why is because these religions are all heretical and based on heresy that does not follow the truth, but is based on personality disorders and mental illness. So the Muslim man represents extreme narcissism and bestiality or aggression, mindless animal-like domination, right? He's always seeking dominance and conquest, and he abuses women as though they're cows to produce offspring for him in the largest possible number. So he's totally against the true love and will of a woman, right? The 666, the beast 666, or Muslim man, as well as the same thing we find here, is the enemy of the will of a woman, whereas the whore, or the 333, the great whore, which is discussed in Revelation, is the Christian woman as opposed to the Muslim man.
But you're not talking about a regular Christian. You're talking about the apostate, for example.
No, I'm talking about on average, right? The average Christian woman is a sow and a whore because she follows the Western culture, which is hatred of men and abuse and exploitation of men. Because the sow, right, as I've said, these religions are not purely following the prophets.
They're not following the word, the actual words of the Bible or the Torah, no.
This is what was prophesied, right, is that
example, if Christian women, and there's 78% of, I want to insert the statement, if women were Christians, were truly Christian, abortion would not occur in this country.
Well, this is what Christian really means. Christian and Muslim don't mean something based on the truth anymore. They mean the beast 666 and the harlot, right? Because this is the Western culture. The Western culture is an enabler of sows, of whores, harlots, right? And these are man-hating women who are both prudish and paranoid and afraid of genitalia, but attracted to all sorts of sickening perversions. So they're afraid of things like bad words, and they're afraid of things like truth-telling, and they want to censor hate speech. But really, hate speech means whatever they hate, whatever they're afraid of. At the same time, though, that they are constantly pushing these fake morals and these censorship.
Well, Gillette Corporation and other...
They're attracted to very sick things. So basically a 666, like the Muslim man, enjoys torturing and tormenting women. He enjoys causing women pain, and he enjoys killing men for pleasure. They get a sexual pleasure out of this. Same thing with the whore, except for the other way around. She enjoys torturing and enslaving and exploiting men, as well as killing women. So this is why she does abortion, right? Because she enjoys killing as a sexual pleasure. So
and by the way, most abortions are female. Most 93% of abortions worldwide are female.
Yeah. Well, that's because the whore likes killing women. She likes to torture and enslave men and to kill women. So she might marry a man and then abuse him for his labor and profit and then divorce him and take his house and his kids, right? That's a whore. Serial monogamy. The average American woman now is a whore, just as the average Muslim man is a beast 666. Because of mass degeneration, which is why we're going to have World War III, because now we're putting the whore in power. And here's the thing. A beast 666 is a cynical liar who will understand the truth if you tell him, but he won't tell the truth. But a whore is something worse. She's afraid of the truth to the point that she will deny and ignore even hearing it and is ignorant of it, does not even see it, because she's living in a delusion and in a paranoid escape or avoidance of the truth. So the whore likes to dictate to others and to control others, but she doesn't like to be told the truth. She approaches any listening or observation with hostility and paranoia. So we have these extreme...
Would that include people, Matthew, like AOC? Yeah. AOC. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not obsessed with her because I'm not into the politics, because in my opinion, Republicans and Democrats both enable whores, just like Muslims of all denominations.
Of course they do.
That's why
Trump can't even get his agenda done, right?
It's the same thing with Sunni and Shiite Muslims, right? They both are misogynistic beast 666. They're both extremely sadistic, misogynistic, bestial, conquest-oriented animals. But the same way, Republicans and Democrats are both enablers of whores. They both, for example, Republicans often push fake, moral, and prudish paranoid hysterias of Christian women who are generally whores, whereas Democrats push their agenda for things like abortion or perversion. Because both parties, this is how it's divided up. The West is being taken over by whores, which was already foreomened in the Statue of Liberty, for example, or in America, right? America.
And what does the Statue of Liberty stand for? It stands for the fertility goddess, doesn't it?
It stands for Venus as the enemy of man, right? So it's a mannish woman that invites in all the refuse of the world to come and commit whoredom with her, right? So, and you look at the European Union flag, that's the halo of the mother of the apocalypse, and it has the number of the whore, 180 or 18, which is the 333. The 666 you see with Muslims. So the numbers of the whore, which you can find in all over the place, are 18 or anything adding to an even 9, which means essentially feces or excrement, the rotting corpse of a dead woman or dead male animal. And the number 10 represents the whore, as does 13, all these having to do with the opposition to the will of a man and a man's death. So the whore is the enemy of men, right? She's a man-hater, and the beast 666 is the enemy of women. So they're both actually oppositioned to each other. They hate each other, but they hate one half of mankind. So Muslims hate women, and Christian women hate men, you see? So this is where we are now. Now, you have to generalize, right? It's the entire culture. So it's not just those who identify as such, but those who are in the average woman in the Western culture is represented by the whore of Babylon, you see? The average woman in the Western culture is a paranoid, disgusting, filthy, and sadistic sow, just as the average Muslim man or man in the Middle East in general.
No, you can't paint everybody with that picture, but you're saying the overall culture is pushing
everyone,
it that way.
The average, right? Not everyone, but the average. So over half of the women in the West.
Well, which is why, how much money do you think, Matthew, has been spent by pro-life Christian organizations to try to stop abortions in Roe versus Wade? It's $500 million. Half a billion.
Yeah, but as I said, I mean, both.
And the reason why they're not succeeding, right? Matthew, let me finish. The reason why they're not succeeding is because they don't really want to do what's in the Bible or do what's right.
But it's all a false dichotomy, because Republicans, there's no conservatives,
I know that.
There's no conservatives in America, because America,
well, right.
Republicans
I found
are
out,
able to sell.
Let me finish. I found out that Roe versus Wade was put in by conservative Republican judges, for example, Blackmun. And in fact, it's been Republicans in the Supreme Court that have kept Roe versus Wade. In fact, just recently, there's no rule.
What's going on here is that we have these insane, extremely naive, extremely psychotic and paranoid, sadistic women whose main sexual pleasure is either killing women or torturing or enslaving or exploiting men's labor. So they want to enslave and control. They're also extremely afraid of, you know, bad words, hate speech, epithets. This is why we've had this going on for a long time in America with elementary school, where you have all these crazy teachers going around telling people you can't say certain words and make certain gestures. You have, you know, and you have it on both sides. Look at Florida, right? In Florida, you've got the Republicans pushing all sorts of ridiculous legislation about age of consent and teenage girls not being able to have any sexual freedom. And then they put these men in these, like, pedophile villages, like Miracle Village. It's all based on sadism, right? At the same time, these are the women who are increasingly sexually abusing teenage boys as their students and even babies, right? Because something that we observe, this is what I said, the whore is against normal sexual behavior. This is where we get stuff like the Muslims with the female circumcision or genital mutilation, right, or the hijab. They're against normal human behavior and against normal sexuality, so they want to restrict that with stuff like these extreme pedophile laws in Florida. But at the same time, they want to do the most sickening and horrible, sadistic and perverted things, like eating excrement. They enjoy. They
so
want
what
excrement
you're saying, Matthew, is you're drawing generalities about how the dialectic of opposition is being set up.
What
the whore
is, right?
World War III is coming because of this.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm saying what the whore is a coprophile, right? She loves excrement, and a sadist. She loved men, pain.
But back in one moment. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with dibetalene, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Cognition Plus is Dr. Bill Deagle's brain formula for protection of your brain. It has a unique combination of nutrients and botanicals that support cognitive function and healthy memory. Features selected B vitamins that are activated, quadrifolate, folic acid, patented form for 5-methylfolate, herbs ginkgo biloba, bacopa moniera, as well as nutrients that provide antioxidant activity, brain-specific nutrients such as vinblastine, acetyl-L-carnitine, sunflower-derived phosphatidylserine. This comprehensive formula addresses the multiple pathways involved in neurological health by supporting oxidant and cytokine balance, methylation, mitochondrial function, and endocrine balance. Get it at NutriMedical.com from Dr. Bill Deagle. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and keep your brain healthy with NutriMedical's Cognition Plus. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Take Cognition Plus with brain power to improve brain function and protect you from oxidative stress. Keep your memory working the best it can be. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you urological protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back at any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Pure water is one of the essentials of life. The pure water system that Dr. Bill recommends includes four phases. The first phase is a linear charcoal. Second phase, the best reverse osmosis membrane. Third phase is an ion exchange resin. So all that's left is absolute water molecules that, even in freezing, form little spikes because they're so clean they crawl over each other. The fourth phase is a calcium magnesium 9 to 18 parts that makes the water pH rise to 10. We have a whole host system, a Bev 100 system for countertop, Bev 300 reserve system, a prepper system, Bev 200, a Bev 500 auto flush system, and the whole host system will clean your water for your dishes, for bathing, etc. Nothing like pure water from Dr. Bill Deagle. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Go to the drop-down menu at Shop by Products at NutriMedical.com and get your pure water every day for washing, bathing, cleaning. Nothing like NutriMedical to keep you well. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroperoxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroperoxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamin B1 to get rid of singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2 Plex Power C Plus and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Before we get started, what you're trying to lay out, Matthew, is that the average society is degenerating. We see a degeneration of the... let me finish. You see the degeneration of male and female roles. Stefan Arnaio talked about it a few weeks ago. We see the infantilization of males who are now becoming more gay. We see women becoming more aggressive. And now even this woke movement. And we see the destruction of the family here in the West. And in the East, we see the rise of extreme Islam that wants to treat women like they're just reproductive machines to be abused. This is all heading to our dialectic eventually of a global war, right?
As I was saying, I mean, there's different sides of generation, right? And in Muslims, you see more of the beast 666, which is the bestial, dominance-seeking man that behaves like a male mammal, and that is what's responsible for their extreme misogyny. But in the West, we have the bestial form of woman, whereas men are tending more toward the gay or effeminate, although there are, of course, beast 666 here as well.
Right.
The overall worst tendency in the West among Christians or Europeans and Americans is the sow or whore, which is a sadistic prude that is afraid of normal sexuality and truth-telling, afraid of showing her face or being described.
No, there are some really wonderful women. And those wonderful women are the center of a real home. But, you see, the globalists want to destroy the family, and this is one of the ways they destroy it, right? By changing the nature of women.
But at least half of women, or maybe higher, maybe like 75% now, are to one degree or other a prostitute in the West because of our overall degeneration. And what this means is they will say stuff like, they'll talk about sexual harassment or, you know, a guy came on to me and then they'll try to ruin his career. But at the same, or they're afraid of genitalia in general, right? This is why Muslims cut off their little girls' clitorises, because they're afraid of vulva. They are afraid of penises likewise. But their sexuality is all perverted towards sadism and other sickening things. So they're attracted to excrement, coprophilia, which means that they like poop as a sexual object. And they are attracted to sadistic torture of men, which is why we see all over the place this phenomenon of anally raping little baby boys with their hands, as we saw in the nuns in Ireland digitally raping little boys and then starving them to death and throwing their corpses in latrines. So it's not the Catholic Church talked about being against abortion, but something just as bad or worse went on in Ireland among the nuns. Why? Because nuns are female religious fanatics, which means that they are whores or six. They're the female version of 666 or the 333. They are sadistic, against normal sexuality, but perverted toward the most disgusting things, like, as I said, like raping baby boys and torturing men and prostitution, which means that for them, sexual things are not pleasurable that involve a phallus. They are instead a means to an end, a means to profit. This is prostitution, see?
Well, what are the consequences? I want you to move on, Matt, and tell... What are the consequences to society? Like, what's going to happen to society because of that?
Consequences are that a whore enjoys a man's pain or suffering or labor or toil in any form, and so she is also sexually aroused by war and fighting. She tries to get men to fight. This is the reason why whores cheat on their spouses, is to get men to fight, because they enjoy watching fights for sadistic pleasure.
Or to go to a foreign war, like the Memorial Day.
Yeah,
like, in other words,
power. Yes.
We read that, by the way, from the... Let me finish. We read that document off the NASA War document with Deborah Tavares, earlier around the Memorial Day on Monday. And she actually read specific things that are totally in agreement with what you said from the NASA War document.
Yeah, so this is what all this radical feminism and, Me Too. Yes, obviously, if you feel like Harvey Weinstein, he's a disgusting beast 666 misogynist. But these women are just as bad. They're just the opposite version. They're the man-hating version of a sadistic degenerate, whereas Harvey Weinstein's the woman-hating version. And, the thing, as I said, these two things are against each other. So, but they're always going hand in hand. That's why you see Muslim women exhibit all these traits. They're prostitutes on average, right? The average Muslim woman is a whore. That's why she hides her face. So that's a sign of it, right? The fake morality.
Well, what's going to happen as a result, though? Because, Matt, we're basically halfway through the show.
Yes.
I want to see what does this do to our politics here and our move toward war? What happens?
This is what's going on, is that we now have these demented, sadistic whores in power, like Merkel, for example, that are trying to start World War III for sadistic pleasure, because they are turned on by men fighting each other. That's their actual motive, is that they can't resist the vice to let something bad happen in which there's violence. That's probably why Condoleezza Rice didn't inform the president about 9/11. Same thing. Simply sadism. And probably why Merkel let in all those refugees. She looks forward to the terror attacks or eventual wars because she's a sadist. Now, these women are also paranoid control freaks, so they like to censor hate speech and stop anybody from interfering. So there's a combination of avoidance and cowardice and fear of the most banal, frivolous things, like certain words, and the most despicable and disgusting perversions, like sadism and coprophilia and infantophilia.
Okay, what will happen, though? But Matt, I want you to get down to something. Mm-hmm. What do you think is going to happen? For example, we've got the 2020 election here with Trump.
Well, what's going to happen is we're going to have someone like Warren get elected here, and then she will start World War III, and Merkel...
Or Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris is a good, perfect example of the kind of woman you're talking about, right?
I don't know about him. I mean, probably, but I think Warren's more dangerous, personally. Merkel, obviously, is one of these. And all we need to do is have another avoidant witch in power and in the U.S., and then they will start World War III.
Remember, but if Trump gets in 2020, what I'm worried about is somebody like this in 2024. The movement in the so-called millennials and post-millennials to become dependent on socialism, and the movement toward the far left is exactly what you're talking about here, isn't it?
I think Warren in 2020 is likely, and then it's going to be the end for the West, because they're going to be destroyed in nuclear hellfire. Right?
Well, I have a feeling. We might be delayed by. We might be delayed by.
This. I want to explain. This is a punishment for degenerate, misogynistic men, because men have been trying to push girls to be prostitutes and to deny their love instinct and to not be women. They've hated women to such a degree that they've made them. They've tried to put them up to male expectations, like succeeding in school, having a career rather than having children when they're young, having one single boring job rather than having a lot of various hobbies or interests like a woman naturally does. They tried to masculinize women, and as a result, they destroyed their self-worth and made them into whores. So whores are the son of perdition. They're produced by misogynistic men, which is what the average American man is, right? He's a woman-hating POS that wants to have his daughter do man-like things, like participate in competitive sports, get straight A's, have a career, behave like a man rather than be a woman. He doesn't want her to be interested in older men or get married. He doesn't want her to to live a life for pleasure like a woman is supposed to. He wants her to be a son. Consequence is she becomes a whore. And then she becomes...
Well, a lot of women nowadays are trying to delay. They're taking birth control pills, so now a quarter of all couples in their 20s are sterile. And a lot of women are still going through serial relationships in their mid-30s, and pretty soon they're a spinster, and they can't have a child or a family. Right?
Yeah, I mean, as I said, one of the things that one of the prostitutional ideas of America is that the age of consent for women being the same as for men really should be much higher for men and much lower for women, because women want to have children as soon as they hit menarche at 13, whereas men have to be mature to be a father. And this is a prostitutive idea that the whore, as well as misogynistic men, have pushed. Because misogynistic men, of course, don't want women to be married young, because then when they're at their most sexually appealing in their 20s, they won't be available for prostitution or for one-night stands or whatever. So it's really the fault of American men, who are themselves swine, that this has happened. The fault of European
What's going to happen? Okay, let's move into the consequences, because,
right?
Matt, here, I'm going to lay out a few consequences.
Muslims, right? Muslims have made their women
let me insert a comment here, Matt. Yeah, you're talking real fast. Let me make a comment. The first thing is, I'm concerned that there's three things that could take Trump out. And Trump is actually a real man, okay? You may not like some of the things he does in his tweets, but he's a real man. And he's trying to be a father, in a sense, a father figure, to bring back masculinity.
I don't think he's incredibly wise, though. I mean,
He's not wise because he's got some people around him that are idiots.
He's not bringing back anything because he's just from an older generation, right? He's from
exactly.
the 60s and 70s. The younger generation is more pussified because this is what the ideal is of the whore that's getting more and more power. In
exactly, yeah,
and,
exactly.
And
but here's my point,
Matt. Right?
My point is that if Trump basically needs to get the whole abortion issue settled and get rid of Roe versus Wade, he needs to restore the family. The family's being destroyed, isn't it? I see most young couples, for example, if you look at Let me finish. The black and Hispanic families and so on, you have serial relationship of women that have kids from multiple daddies. Many of these guys are in prison. They send part of their social security check to the...
It's too late to save the family in America. America just has to be... It has to face its punishment first because there's no stopping it now. People are not going to go back and even criticize these ridiculous ideas about equating the sexes. That's the fundamental mistake here, is to say, for example, that a teenage girl is the same thing as a teenage boy. They're not at all the same. A man and a woman have opposite things they enjoy in life. A man enjoys work and focused career. A man enjoys developing up to a mature level before he wants to get married. A woman wants to get married as soon as she's fertile, right? She wants to get married out of love, not have a career first. But we have this as a moral imperative in America now. We consider it to be pedophilia for a 16-year-old girl to have kids. Because we're insane. You see, we're insane hypocrites and sickos in a degenerate subhuman culture that will kill itself off.
Well, women at 16 are like the mature male at 30, aren't they?
Well, the thing is, a woman doesn't have to be psychologically mature to have children. A man has to because he's the father. He's the provider, right? He's
right.
the one. Not to mention, men are much more promiscuous than women are. Men, especially young men, right? Young men aren't interested in a relationship. They just want to have sex for their sex drive. There's huge differences between the sexes. But this is also covered up and denied by whores in academia because they live in a la-la land where they deny any truth they don't like. Sex differences are well-established scientific facts. Men and women are extremely different and actually have totally different reinforcements in life based on their evolution. So men and women like totally different things, totally opposite things. And therefore, for example, a woman enjoys being an amateur at lots of things. That's why women have hobbies, right? Women like lots of different things. They like freedom. They don't want to be tied down to one career. They don't want to have a single-minded education. And they certainly would rather be having a family when they're young and then doing what they want later when they're older than the other way around, right? Women are supposed to spend...
Yeah, in other words, when they finish having their family and their kids are teens, then they go off to university or do something else like pick up a skill set, right? Like painting or whatever,
Women are supposed to have a modest number of children when they're in their teen years or early 20s and then stop so that they can do what they want with their life once they reach 30 or so. And then they can go off and do whatever they want or a part-time job for pleasure, because women are not oriented at a single-minded, serious career. They enjoy hobbies and they enjoy free activities. So also women enjoy totally different kinds of work than men. They enjoy work that involves conversation and communication with people and caretaking and nursing and things like that, as opposed to what men enjoy, which is more oriented at material objects and mastery of skill. So men and women have totally different interests and totally different things that satisfy them. And this is all well known to psychologists all over the world, just covered up by psychotic horrors like Cordelia Fine. And they are the reason why they're in denial of truth is because
their father told them
that they can't be a woman, right? Their father told them.
Well, this is an interesting point because I think
that being a woman is bad.
Right. In other words, what you're showing is a biological truth about what's going on. What I see happening is, number one, the family's being destroyed.
Yeah, which is also our instincts, right?
Let me finish that. Number two, the nation is built on families. So when you destroy and horrify women, and you allow and we support, for example, the extreme Islam rising in power.
I want to be clear. The main problem is not a lack of morality. The problem is morality and restriction of women. Because women's nature is already good. They don't need morals and religion to tell them what to do. They just have to follow their instincts and be self-confident in being female as opposed to trying to imitate men. It's religion.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that makes total sense there.
That's why I say Christianity and Islam are the beast.
Yeah, well, what's happening is the attacks on the basic nature of our biology is destroying the family and destroying society and setting us toward a time of...
Denial of the truth in general.
Yeah.
Denial of the truth in general.
Well, that's why Alabama just, by the way, just signed a law, the heartbeat bill, after 6 weeks. It makes it illegal to do abortion. Again, this is an attack on this whoredom situation going on because they're going to make abortion.
CardioVasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin-converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system toward parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Just to summarize, Matt, I want you to speak a little slower because you're very smart, but the first thesis you says, number one, toxic 666 Islamic male hatred of women is the thesis there. Yeah. And over here, it's a toxic whore mentality with literally the Statue of Liberty perfect example of it. And let me finish. And so what's happening is ultimately not only the destruction of the family, which is a covering male, and I've said this on the show, and women in our culture don't understand this. Men will not accept the love of a woman, physically, sexually, or otherwise, or stay bonded to her, unless she respects him as a man because of his honor, his bonding to her, and his covering and protection, and his truthfulness of what he says. In other words, don't call him a liar. Now let me finish. And what happens is, in our culture, women don't treat men with respect, and they wonder why the man doesn't stay bonded to them.
The reason why, though, is because, as I said, the whore doesn't come first, right? She's the child of the misogynist. So a man doesn't like women, so he encourages his daughter to be masculine and doesn't value anything feminine about her. So she ends up hating herself and trying to be a man. And then you get the modern American woman who's trying but failing to be a man. You know, you have these ridiculous women in academia trying to be men but failing at it. They're trying to be... They're essentially doing the opposite of what a woman naturally enjoys, so making themselves ever more miserable and full of hatred and envy. Because it began with stuff like how, as I said, you look at a lot of American fathers push their daughters to succeed the same way that they should push a son to succeed. They push a daughter instead, when that's not what a girl wants to do, right? A woman wants to live a life and wants to be free. She doesn't want to be tied down to one career. She doesn't want to be in university until her mid or late 20s, all right? A woman that wants to go to university after she's already had kids as a free education as out of interest, right, out of curiosity. Women like hobbies and women like caretaking jobs. Women do not like serious, boring careers. Men love boring drudgery, right? Men love work. Men like working all day long. Naturally, it's just their instinct. Women do not. Women do not like competitive sports or competition either. So it's very bad to put your daughter in competitive sports because men enjoy competition. Women hate competition. Women are always seeking friendship and fairness. And if you make them competitive, they turn into whores, right? A whore.
Well, they become masculinized, right? Is what it changes their nature.
Yeah, so it's essentially the fault of misogynistic men that the whore exists. That's why Muslim women are almost all whores as well. They're just under the control of the misogynist.
Well, I want you to get into the consequence of this, Matt, in this last segment. Because here, where I see
the consequence.
What are the consequences to American politics, European politics, with the falling apart of the European Union? What about communist China? What's going on there? What's the dominance, male or female?
I wouldn't worry much about China. I wouldn't worry as much about China because China's not as degenerate as the West or Muslims right now. It's relatively normal in comparison. China's kind of similar to the U.S. in like the 1950s. It's obviously got problems, but it's not nearly as far along in degeneration as America or Europe or the Muslims, right? We're the more out of control, evil, degenerate people now on average. It's more narcissistic, right?
Well, what do you think will happen to the 2020 women election and what's going on with the European Union and Brexit? How will this affect a future war with Islam and the West? What do you think will happen?
I think they'll try to finagle. They'll do whatever it takes in order to stop Britain from leaving the EU. And I think that where this is going is, you know, you can get into all the conspiracy stuff, but the real extremely banal and stupid motive for these women to want to start a war is that they just enjoy watching men fighting. It's just a sexual pleasure for them. They're mentally ill. So that's what their motive is.
By the way, that was actually the documents that Deborah Tavares totally shocked me, reading from the NASA war documents, which is the thesis behind the call for things like glorifying Memorial Day. Now, I wanted to actually honor those who died, but to be honest with you, America's had very few years where we were not at war somewhere. Certainly our young men and women, young men mainly, to get scarred to death or die or get mangled up and come back here either disabled or suicidal.
Well, you know, ordinarily war is supposed to be against, not, you know, it's not supposed to be just for greed or territory. It's supposed to, I mean, defensive territory, but not acquisition if it's going to cost a lot of life. We've had a lot of degenerate wars of robbery throughout history. War is mainly supposed to be for defense or the supposed to be against degenerate organizations and groups that are seeking to conquer you, such as Muslims, right? There should be a war against them because they're attempting to conquer the West. War is generally fought against aggressive men that are trying to take you over. But as I said, these crazy women are purposely bringing Muslims in because they like the fact that they're aggressive and psycho.
Well,
like
one of the things that Trump's doing, what about people like John Lightning Bolt? He's pushing for wars. As Trump said last week, if he followed Bolton, he would have four wars. Bolton wants to carpet bomb Venezuela. Bolton wants to basically, and then this is what something that Deborah Tavares talked about, that basically our society gets men to be basically feminized and passive and wants women to actually make their sons go off to war and die or be mangled to death.
There's a big conflict in the mind of the whore because she wants to dominate and control men, so she's made men ever more effeminate here, but then she also has this lust for aggression and, you know, what she calls toxic masculinity. She wants everything bad about masculinity to happen. She wants bloodthirsty wars. She wants terror attacks, and that's why she lets them happen. You see, remember they let Honest Omri go in Germany? They let in all these Afghan terrorists.
Well, look at Hillary Clinton. If she become president, so Trump, what a mess we would have had. Yeah, and now we have several candidates in the Democratic Party that I consider.
I mean, when you get down to it, it's very simple. She's a, right, a whore is a sadist who enjoys a man's pain. So she likes anything which is painful and harmful to men. She likes. Therefore, she likes war.
Okay, Matt, we got a few minutes left here. We got a few minutes left. I want you to predict what you think will happen if Trump gets back in. He's got some bad advisors. We've got the accord between Palestine and Israel coming up. We've got Islam getting stronger and stronger. The Islamic alliance with the West right now is pitting Shiite and Sunni Islam. And, of course, Trump is trying to back off and just have defensive posture. But some of these people around him want him to do a military attack against Iran.
You have to understand, the mentality of Muslims is the beast 666. It's a degenerate man that thinks like a male mammal who's always seeking more dominance. And he likes competition, he likes dominance, he likes territorial conquest and acquisition. So he's constantly trying to fight, constantly picking fights in order to make gain out of it. He's a thief and a robber, right? Really an armed robber. He tries to get somebody to, he tries to provoke someone so that he can then attack him and rob him of his stuff. That's what they're at, right? They're just going around trying to.
What do you think will happen, though? Yeah, those are generalities. I want to know what your specific predictions are. Because I see a war coming with Israel and Iran and Russia. I see Venezuela.
I see wars cooking in Kashmir, India, between India and Pakistan, and war in Venezuela, and as well as continually tensions with Russia and the PRC, which will eventually result in World War III once we have some crazy, paranoid sadist woman in power.
Yeah, Trump is actually trying to negotiate. For example, all this Russiagate stuff was the powers that be, both these feminized males and these secret orders, and of course our whoredom society, pushing for a conflict with Russia to try to make sure we couldn't make a deal with Russia and back them off of having an eventual conflict because
when you get down to it, it's mostly, I mean, there's lots of idiots involved, but the real pusher of war in the most insane and irrational way is these women like Merkel, right? The ones who enjoy war for its own sake.
Well, they have a conflict with Russia right now, and she's actually, I heard, going out of power. I heard she's going to lose power shortly, which might be good for Germany because apparently she really is crazy. I mean, she's the daughter of an Eastern German pastor.
You remember what it says in Revelation, right? Right, they shall hate the whore and burn her with fire, right? They'll eat her flesh and make her desolate and naked and burn her with fire. That's because these whores will provoke other countries to attack and destroy Europe and the USA, like Canada. Which means that after they achieve their highest level of power and they're censoring everybody and arresting people or whatever they happen to do, they will start, I mean, they're already doing it on the internet, right? Once they finally achieve their full level of power, which I expect to happen around 2028, 2030, World War III will happen very soon after.
Yeah, you can see it coming step by step, can't you? You can see.
My prediction is thermonuclear war in around 2028 to 2033.
Yeah, meanwhile, it's interesting. That's right. That would literally be a place in exactly like 2,000 years from after the issues that happened in Israel and Jerusalem. Now,
by the crucifixion.
What do you think is going to happen in the election, though? It's my prediction that Trump is going, if he's not assassinated or they don't collapse the economy, he's going to probably get in. But I have a feeling 2024, I'm worried about 2024 rather than 2020.
Yeah. Either one, but I think it's quite possible Warren could get elected right now in 2020. If not, then 2024, it'll be her, very likely Warren, but it could be another woman. I mean, the thing is, you have to look at presidential candidates often get elected just for looking or acting presidential in some way. So, like Trump, for example, kind of acts like Teddy Roosevelt, and that's part of why he got elected. You see, Obama kind of looks like a Lincoln-like figure, and that's why he got elected. That's how it is in general. That's why Mitt Romney's always trying to act like Ronald Reagan, because he thinks that'll get him elected, right? So part of what gets you elected as a president is resembling a known president with a good reputation. And Warren kind of reminds us of, like, FDR, you see? So because Warren's like a female FDR, that is suggestive enough that she can get elected.
Yeah, I don't think she's going to make it this time. I think her ratings are too low. Right now we have Biden and Bernie Sanders Claus, I call him. I think the other rest of the troop are kind of dragging, and we're going to start seeing the debates.
We'll have to see what happens. I mean, it's certainly there's no doubt that the possibility exists in Europe all over the place for some crazy woman to get in power. She's already in power as Merkel, and there's just, you know, there's always going to be another one trying to get power.
I think there's a dissolution of the current order in Europe, mm-hmm. and that's going to be replaced by whatever's coming, which I think is not necessarily going to be better.
My prediction is that whenever we have the first female president, she will be a whore, and will be the one who starts World War III, and that she will be in power for 2 terms, 8 years, and this will be around 2024 to 2033.
It's my prediction. I'm very worried about after Trump is gone that there'll be probably a Democrat president, and things are going to go really down the toilet. That's my prediction.
Yes.
I think Trump's going to get reelected, but I don't see a replacement for Trump.
Will be a Democrat, right?
Being replaced in 2020, but I'm very worried about 2024, and I think your timeline matches that, doesn't it?
Yeah, 2024 is certainly an extra dangerous year. It gets ever more dangerous up to 2030, as far as events unfolding in the world. Like, we see that the situation in Kashmir is not getting any better. In Venezuela, it's unstable. But Kashmir just keeps on getting worse. And it's just a matter of time until one of these areas turns into a war zone. Right?
Well, by the way, India-Pakistan has only a two-minute warning deal, for...
Any peace process is just lies, right? There's no peace between Palestinians and Israelis. Palestinians are mostly terrorists and criminals, right? There's no way you can make peace with them.
Yeah, I don't understand why Jared Kushner thinks you can make a peace accord. It'll hold together for a matter of months and then it'll break.
It's just stupid. And there's no possibility of peace with people like that.
Interesting. So, timeline is, I think Trump's going to make it, but I'm very worried about the Democrats taking power in 2024 with the current situation. Yeah. I don't see a replacement for Trump. I believe the feminization of America, the destruction of the family, the balkanization of Islam, which is getting stronger, not weaker, all these things are coming together for almost certain future war. 42% of the...